Geelman. 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 I am sorry for awakening you, but you are shivering. You are going to freeze to death in your sleep if we don't do something. Don't complain me. You are the one who decided to set up camp here. I told you we should wait until we found deeper cave. Why do I care? Human, I am tasked by royal family with protecting you while we travel through Valley of Torment. Peace between our kingdoms hangs entirely on your survival, boy. If you freeze to death, thousands will die. I don't want that to happen. Now, let's see if we can't get you warm. What do you think I'm doing? I'm spooning you. I am cold too. This is our only solution right now. Hold still. Come on. Let me just... There we go. Good night. What is that? Of course I am in my undergarments, just like you are. If our skin doesn't make contact, we won't get warm. Or are you just asking because you want me to get completely naked for you? Would you like to see everything this green skin has to offer? Don't think I haven't caught you staring, human. Every time I remove armor, you practically drool as you watch my tits bounce in my tight tunic. And whenever I bend over to build a fire, you can't keep your eyes off my ass. Did you think I didn't notice? I am not upset at all, human. I am flattered you'd be so attracted to one of us foul beasts. Then again, I have been told by many men in village that they would kill to be in the position you are in right now. So perhaps I'm one of the rare orcs that's easy on ice. Well, спасибо, human. You know, I find you quite attractive myself, if I'm being completely honest with you. Oh no, you aren't like the orcs at all. But that isn't a bad thing. Much shorter than them. Much shorter than me, too. I could never cuddle big orc like I cuddle you. You being so short makes you a lot more fun. Because I can squeeze you and you'll never get away. Hey, calm down. I'm not going to hurt you. What part of preventing another terrible war between our species don't you understand, boy? Are you really that scared of me? Yes, I never really told about that. I probably should have thought of it before I started hitting on you, eh? I feel like I fucked this up pretty bad, huh? No, stop. I was wrong. I should have asked you if you were comfortable with me touching you all over like this. I've had such a good time with you the past few months. I had forgotten all about quarrel between our peoples. I don't see you as enemy, my friend.
I see you as cute, sweet boy whose innocence I want to take away.
I was being selfish and didn't think about your perspective. Do you forgive me? Thank you, human. You know, you are like big, soft, sexy teddy bear right now, if you don't mind me saying. Well, now that you're more comfortable, I just thought I should let you know I wasn't playing around when I said I'd like to take your innocence away. I can help you get sleep, too. Would you like that? Come on. Look at me in eyes. Don't be afraid. Oh, look at you. That's a shade of red I didn't know humans could make. Well, I can take you in my hand and stroke you until you come. Keep stroking until you're completely dry and exhausted. Does that sound fun, human? You want me to play with your cock until you come and pass out? Well then, let's see what we're working with down here. Hey, look at that. Not saying I thought you'd be small or something, but I didn't think humans could get this big. Guess there's parts of you that aren't very tiny after all, huh, boy? Oh, that sound you just made. It was little, how you say, slutty. And trust me when I tell you, that's a very good thing. Keep making noises like that. Don't hold anything in, you hear me? Gods, you have an amazing cock between your legs, you know that? I'll just say it. This is probably going to be inside me sometime tomorrow. Oh, keep doing that. Yeah. That's a good boy. You are being such a good boy now, human. You like that, honey? You like it when I call you good boy? Well, good. 'Cause you are a good boy. You seem like you're getting a little frustrated right now. Do you want me to go faster? You want me to speed up? All you've got to do is be a good boy and ask. What did we just say, human? I'll let you try again. Ask me to go faster, the right way. Good boy, very good boy. All right, let me speed up a bit. Mm-hmm.
You gonna come, baby? Is my good boy gonna come for his mama? You wanna come? Not yet. Not just yet. Beg me for it. Come on. Beg me. Beg your mama. Be a good boy and beg. Come on. Beg! Beg! Oh, you sound so fucking sexy, moaning and pleading like little slut. If you could only see a look on your face right now. Beg mama to tell you to come. Yes, that's right. Good boy, good boy. Fuck! Beg mama to tell you to come. That's right. Good boy. Come for mama. You've definitely earned it. Go ahead. I said you can come. Now come for me, Betka. Good boy. Let it all out. Just relax and let me pull it out of you. All your fear and anxiety, all of that, come, let me jerk it out of you. Such a good slut, such a good boy. You did such good job, Detka. Such a good boy. That's a lot of cum. You must really like me now, huh? I better not hear any nonsense about you being afraid of me anymore. All right, human. Or what, huh? Well, I have a plan. If you don't, then I might have to stop being so gentle with you. I might just have to put you on ground and hold you down while I ride your cock until you're screaming about how good mama's tight orc pussy feels at the top of your lungs for both our kingdoms to hear. Well, I guess you've given me no choice then, human. I hope you're ready to see just how vicious I can be. You know what would be even better to make peace between our two peoples? How about we don't just let this be some fun we have while I take you to your extended family on the other edge of the valley, I mean, I can tell you really like me a lot, so if you really wanted to, then, well, you know.
Oi! I'm not asking if you want to be my boyfriend. I'm asking if you want me to be your girlfriend. Get it right, human. Well, whatever. The answer's yes. I'm your girlfriend now. Lucky you.
But I'm even luckier. Good night, human.